There is a side of the moon which we never see, but that hidden half is a potent as factor in causing the ebb and flow of the Earth's tide as the part of the moon which is visible. Max Heindel. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa 360. Today's class is on how to balance in half moon balancing pose. And somewhat similar to our last close class on balancing, we are going to be talking about how balance isn't sort of a fixed stable thing, but how balance ebbs and flows like the moon. So thank you so much for joining us for Real Yoga for Real People, as this is Real Yoga for Real People, where this is yoga that you can do so that you feel better, move better, and connect with your true nature. I have a testimonial for you today from Orlena from YouTube. And this is about the last class on how to balance in Warrior 3, which was all about playing with not being balanced in the pose. And she said, an incredible class, so much great info shared in an interactive way. Fantastic. David White's words really hit home too. I've always tried to keep myself mentally balanced, but it's time for me to get a bit messy, let loose, and explore other ways of thinking instead of holding on so tightly. It's very exciting. Thank you so much. So thanks so much to Orlena for leaving your comment, not just on this YouTube video, but I do appreciate Orlena's like a, we need to have like badges for people who leave many comments on YouTube. Orlena's a big time commenter and I appreciate that. And also Orlena watches my, Orlena, Tim's attempting to sit on the floor right now and he just banged the camera. He did one yoga class this week, and so now he's going to do lotus pose on the floor. I need to turn the camera around and show you what this looks like. Pause, please.
No.
Yes. Aw. You look so adorable. Come on. This is like, come on. Oh, Tim, you're no fun. It's probably better in your minds. Okay, so I was saying, and Orlena also is also comments on my vlogs, which I appreciate that too. So Tim, can you put a link to my second channel, Living Your Yoga, here on the screen? You could do like a tab or something. Yeah, so that comes out Mondays and Wednesdays. On Mondays, I put out a vlog where it's about living my life off the mat, and a lot of people really enjoy those. And then Wednesdays, I answer your yoga questions. Like today, I did a vlog on an immunity boost tea that came out, and then also yoga classes that pair well with that. So lots of great things on my secondary channel as well. So thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I'm wearing this really great tank top with an ohm on it, and it's in bamboo. It's one of the newer ones. I love this color, and also purple leggings. And thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props today. You're going to need blocks, a strap, a bolster, and a wall. And we're going to start with our peace mantra. So you can bring your hands together at your heart center, close your eyes, making space with breath and a sigh. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karvavahai, Tejasvina Vadita mastu, ma vidvishavahe. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together for the union of the good of all. May our learning be luminous and peaceful, purposeful. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So I have a recommendation for our members today. Can you pass me the thing that you didn't want in the shot, the roller? I would recommend that if you are a member, to do from 12 minutes to 28 minutes in the hamstring rescue class with the soft foam roller. This the connective tissue portion of that, 12 minutes to 28 minutes, and that will prepare the posterior chain of your legs for this class. And I'll put a link to that in the show notes. Okay, you're going to lie down now. You're going to use your bolster underneath your knees. So as you rest on your back, feel the support of the earth underneath you. Take your hands and place them on your pelvis with the heels of your hands on your hip bones, your fingertips pointing towards your pubic bone. And begin to feel your body settling into the earth underneath you. Start to feel the pull of gravity, allowing your tension to release down into the ground. Feel the points of contact between your body and the earth, so feeling your feet on the ground, feeling the backs of your knees against the bolster, feeling your buttocks on the ground, feeling your rib cage on the ground, the backs of your shoulders, your elbows, and your head resting heavily on the ground. And then bring your awareness to your pelvis. Allow your pelvis and your buttocks to sink more deeply into the ground, to rest more deeply. Feel the movement of your breath underneath your hands. Feel the tops of your femur bones, tops of your leg bones here, and feel this part of your body begin to settle and relax. Now notice the flow of energy in your body. Notice your energy today. Do you feel energized? Maybe you feel tired today. Maybe you feel weary. Maybe you feel anxious or jumpy. Maybe you feel exhausted or dull or lifeless. We live in a world that expects us to move at a highly productive pace at all times. And we are expected to have the same amount of energy no matter what is happening in our lives, no matter the season, no matter what time of day, no matter what's happening in our relationships, No matter what's happening in our work life, no matter what strain is happening in our lives, no matter where we are in the moon cycle, there is a natural balance when we follow the energy of the moon. When the moon is new, we can move from a quieter, darker energy and build that energy slowly. And when the moon is full, it's natural to feel an excess of energy. And then it's time to let go and to begin to release. This is balance, following the flow of the moon and the energy of the earth. On the day that this class is being released, so that would be December the 2nd in 2016, we are actually in a new moon phase. We're at the beginning of a new moon. However, it's very likely that you would be doing this class on a different day. Only a few of you will be doing this at a new moon phase. So check the phase of the moon. Is it waxing or waning? Is the energy naturally building right now? Is there an excess of energy? Or is it a time of letting go? And reflect on how this relates to you and your life. And how you can drop right into this energy and bring balance into your life. So knowing this can help you to create your intention, whether it's a time to create, sustain, release, or let go in your life. And how can your yoga practice help you to do that today? So once you've formed your intention, you can take your bolster, and I'll actually get you to place it to the left of your body, the left side of your body. This will make sense in a little bit. And then you're going to take your strap, which I should have had you place by your head. And if you have any low back problems, you're going to keep your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor for the next posture, for the next little bit. And then you're going to take the strap and place it around the ball of your right foot. And then take your right leg into the air. And from here, we're going to start preparing for half moon balancing pose in a number of ways. Okay, so as you remember from previous balancing classes, there are three things that we need for balance. One is proprioception, so that's the way that we take information into our brain to balance through the information that comes in through our skins, our joints, our muscles, our tendons, and there's a number of things that we can do to bring in that proprioception. And then through our vestibular system, that's through our inner ear, and then through our vision. And we can engage all those practices in yoga poses to help to train our balance. So here in this pose, we're going to start with our proprioception by engaging the ankle joint. With the ankle joint, we're just going to roll our ankle joint in and out. So just you're going to roll it in and out, okay, here. The ankle joint is really important for balance. So by moving your ankle joint back and forth like this, you are delivering information through the neural pathways of your ankle, through your calf, your shin, through your knee, through your leg, all the way to your brain. And by building these neural pathways, then when we come into the pose, when we come into half moon balancing pose, You've already created the neural pathway so that when your balance falters and there's movement in your ankle, you're not going to fall over. You already have the capacity to sustain movement in this pose through your ankle. So we can also go toes and heels towards the ceiling. So drop your heel towards the ground and then lift your heel up towards the ceiling. And then you get to practice moving your ankle in a different way. And you'll probably notice that your ankle becomes fatigued quite quickly, that your ankle is not used to having a lot of movement in it. And so all the more reason for this to be more valuable. And then we'll also engage the proprioception through the knee joint as well, which also lends to the mobility along the posterior chain of your leg. So you're going to inhale, bend your right knee, and exhale, extend through your right knee. So inhale, bend, exhale, extend. So now you're creating some proprioception through all the joints, the hip joint, the knee joint, the ankle joint, along the leg. So by creating movement in this leg, when you come in balance on this leg, you're creating the neural pathways so that your brain is used to movement. And balance is movement, as you know. It's not a static thing. So then you're training your brain so that it's used to movement. Okay, so now we're going to create some movement through your hip joint to get into your inner thigh as well. So you're going to, especially if you have no back issues, you're going to lengthen out through your left leg just to create some stability through the left side of your body to counter the weight of your right leg going out to the side. So you're going to inhale, open through your right leg, and we're going to get your vestibular system into this. So you're going to look to your left side as you open your right leg. And then you're going to bring your right leg back to the center and you're going to look to the right side. Okay, so this involves a little bit of brain gym as well because you're crossing the midline with your vestibular system. You're opening your leg out to the side as you're crossing your eyes and head to the other side. And come back to the center, roll your head the other way. Inhale, open. You want to feel the sensation on the inside of your right thigh, but not in your right knee joint. And one more like that. So just a note of caution too about your vestibular system. If you have any issues with vertigo or any vestibular issue problems, then you want to talk to your doctor before you do a class with a lot of movement through your head, because we're going to be moving our head a lot in this class and it could cause you to have some dizziness and vertigo. So they're just talk to your doctor about how much head movement you can do in a movement class. Okay, and then our last movement here, we're going to come into a rotation. So press into your left foot, tuck your left hip under, cross your right leg all the way over. So you're coming into a twist and bring your arms out to the side. So you're in the twist. Then I want you to roll your head all the way to the left and then all the way to the right. Inhale, roll your head all the way to the left. And exhale, roll your head all the way to your right. So you're engaging your vestibular system here. Your proprioception system is being engaged. Everywhere your body is connecting to the ground, your proprioceptive system is feeling, your skin is picking up information off the ground. Okay, and then bring your head back to the center. Bring your right leg back to the center. Press into your left foot, untuck your hips. Release your right foot, and let's just take a moment in the center to feel the difference between your right and left side of your body. So this is proprioception too, this felt sense of your body. And then take that bolster and you can just move it on over to the other side because you'll be using it there. And let's do this whole sequence on your other side. So you can bend your right leg, especially if you have low back issues, and then place the strap around the ball of your left foot and you'll take your left foot into the air. So we'll start by training our proprioceptive systems. And you're just going to roll your left foot in and out to wake up the proprioception in your ankle. And then drop your heel down towards the floor and lift your heel up towards the ceiling. If you close your eyes, you can probably drop in even more to the felt sensations of what's happening through your ankle. So you're able to feel more deeply the felt sense of your body in space. That's proprioception. And then you're going to inhale, bend your knee, and exhale, extend through the back of your leg. So now we're engaging all of the joints in your leg, your hip bone, your knee, your ankle, so that when there's movement through the joints in a balancing pose, your joints have been prepared for this movement. You are training those neural pathways through your legs. You're waking up those neural pathways. And then create some stability in your right side of your body here, as so that as you open your left leg out to the side and roll your head to the right, you've got some counterbalance. Feeling the sensation in the belly of your left inner thigh here. And then you bring your head back to the center and you roll your head out to the left side. So now we're engaging both our proprioception through our hip, but also our vestibular system as you roll. Head rolls to the right, leg opens to the left. And then you bring your head back to the center, your head rolls to the left, your leg comes back to the center. And then bring your head back to the center, bend your right knee, press into your right knee, tuck your right hip under, and then cross your left leg all the way over. So lower your leg down onto the bolster, bring your arms out to the side, and you can actually lift and twist your breastbone up towards the ceiling. That'll help to settle your shoulders on the ground. And then we're going to roll your head all the way to the left and all the way to the right to engage your vestibular system. And then you'll bring your legs, your left leg back to the center. Press into your right foot. Untuck your left hip. Lower your left leg down. And pause in the center here. And I'm pretty sure I have something to say about the moon here. Give me a sec. The moon sets the stage for us in our lives by letting us know when to build our energy in the new moon and when to rest or let go at the full moon. So we're going to come now, bend your knees, roll to your side, and come onto all fours. We're going to come into pigeon. If pigeon doesn't work for you, you can take eye of the needle on your back. I have to admit, I didn't really work out all the details of how I could take all the proprioceptive things and vestibular system things into eye of the needle. I just thought about what I was going to do in pigeon for those. So we're going to come here and you're going to bring your right knee forward and reach your left leg back and long. And you'll want your toes on the mat for this, probably. And then what you're going to do is fold forward over your bent right leg. And in this position, we're going to engage our proprioceptive system. by tucking your left toes under here and lifting your left knee. Okay, so a little bit more of what is normally engaged than just hanging that back left leg on the ground is engaged. So you're getting some input through your toes, through the necks of your toes, through the joints of your back leg as well. And then you're going to come into a backbending pigeon, so you'll come upright. And I'm going to show you this once. You're going to engage your vestibular system by tucking your chin down and then looking up. Okay? So in my neck, because I have a neck injury from three car accidents with whiplash, that I always think is going to be okay, and it never is. So I'm not going to do that, but if you don't have neck injuries, then you're going to do that, chin down and then head up. If you do, then you're going to do it with your eyes. So you're going to look down and up, down and up. So that is a very micro movement of your head. You could do back and forth like this, or circle your head around. Some kind of movement of your head if the up and down doesn't work for you. Up and down is not the only movement of your head. And then we're going to do pigeon on the other side. Maybe just give those toes a little chance to recover there. So bring your left knee forward and your right leg back and long. And then fold forward. And we'll engage the proprioceptive system a little bit more just by tucking your toes under and lifting your back knee. And then coming up into the backbending version of this pose, and same thing, chin down and head all the way up. And if that doesn't work for you in your body, then you can do eyes down and up. Or even just head circles. Okay, and then we're going to come forward and release your toes, and we're going to do melting heart pose or puppy pose. So this pose will help to release your arms, your shoulders a bit, get into the shoulder joints. So for this one, you keep your legs at a 90-degree angle. You reach your arms forward and you rest your forehead on the ground. You could also place a block underneath your forehead. So feel the palms of your hands on the ground. There's a lot of proprioceptive information coming in through the skin on your palms, and also your shins and the tops of your feet here and your forehead. And then from here, we'll come and we'll just give those shoulders a little break after that with the child's pose with your hands down by your feet. And then we're going to come into downward facing dog. Okay, so in downward facing dog, you're going to spread your fingers wide on the ground. So remember how much information comes in through your skin. Tuck your toes under. Inhale here. Exhale, reach your hips up towards the ceiling. So let's spend a little bit of time here just moving your head around, letting your head be long and moving your head around. So here is back and forth, yes and no. Here you're engaging of your vestibular system. And this is a really great example of how moving your head can help to engage your vestibular system. And this is a really nice way to do it too in an inversion, because your neck muscles are all tracking against gravity is pulling them and elongating them. So it's a nice eccentric elongation of your neck while you do this. And then let's change what's happening through your feet. So coming up onto your toes and rolling down through your heels. You might want to bring your feet in a little bit more so you get more happening through your feet here. So this is good proprioceptive information happening through your feet here. You could do this all in downward facing dog against the wall if you're building your upper body strength right now, and this is too much upper body strength. And then from here, you're going to take your right leg up and back, open up your right hip. So let's just do a little bit of rolling of your hip, of your pelvis over your left hip bone. So roll it down and up. So this is an action that happens in half moon balancing pose. And so by practicing it here in downward facing dog, you're building those neural pathways. And it's like proprioceptive training. And it's not just your hip joint. You notice it's not just your hip joint that's experiencing this training. You can feel things happening in your knee joint on your left leg and your ankle and your foot. So there's a lot happening. Also, you can feel things happening through your wrist and your elbow and your shoulders, and that's true in the pose too. Let's take a little break and come down. Maybe give the wrists a little, give the wrists a little break too before we do the other side. So let's train. Let's continue training. This is like big time. It's probably a good spot for the necklace. Let's sit it there for the other side too. Good training. Are you ready to keep training? Okay, let's do it on the other side. Spread your fingers nice and wide. And come into downward facing dog again. This time we'll take your left leg back and up. And then do that rolling of your pelvis again. Rolling it over your right leg bone again. And just feel into what's happening all the way down through your right leg. It's not just happening through your hip joint. You can feel things happening through your knee joint, through your ankle joint, through your foot, through your shoulder, through your elbow, through your wrist. And the same thing will happen in half moon balancing pose. Okay, great. All right, moving on. You're gonna need your blocks now. That was some good weight bearing through your upper arms. You're gonna take your blocks now. And we're going to do some lunging with your, let's do it with your left leg through first to begin. So place your left leg between the blocks in a square lunge. And actually what I want you to do first is engage your vestibular system, because you know in half moon balancing there's that you look up at the ceiling. So we're just going to do that first. We're going to look up at the ceiling on both sides so that we've got lots of practice in doing that before we even get to half moon balancing. So there's your vestibular system. And then come back to the center. You're going to turn your right toes under. Inhale. Exhale. Extend through both legs. Here's pyramid pose. Parsvottanasana. Parsvottanasana. So we can't just do this here, right? You know that's true. So what I want you to do is come up on your back toes and play with rolling your pelvis up. So you start to feel that. So you guys know what happens in half moon balancing is you come up and you lift that back leg off. So actually, let's just do that. That might be actually easier than trying to do it with your leg on the ground. You're gonna come up, lift your back leg off, roll, and down. Come up, lift your back leg off, roll, and come down. So you're just starting to play with that action. And down. That's it. You're just playing from Parsvottanasana. Okay. Great. And then you're going to bend your knees again and you're going to come down. And then we'll come and we'll do this on the other side. So this time you'll do your square lunge with your right leg through. And we'll do the same training of your vestibular system so you get used to turning your head, because that's what's going to happen in half moon balancing system. So as the moon grows, so does your energy. And you can probably feel the energy growing in this class too. That's kind of been something that we've been doing. And it is a time to move. It's a time of momentum to take action and to nourish your creativity. So you'll feel the support of the moon supporting you during the waxing phase. Okay, then let's curl our back left toes under. Straighten out both legs. And then just try that, come up onto your front leg and just open the hip and feel that all the way down through your leg. So you come up onto your front leg, open the hip, feel what happens all the way down through your knee joint and your ankle, lower down. You come up and you open. You come up and open. Up and open. Up and open. Okay. And then we'll come up to standing. Okay, so now is our time to practice half moon balancing pose, and you're really ready for this now. So let's use our block, and you're going to come into a standing forward fold. You'll take your right hand on the block, and you'll take your left leg back and up, and you'll turn, you'll open up your left hip. You lift your left arm, and you may even open your head up towards the ceiling, because we've been practicing lifting our head so much, you may even find that you don't need to keep your head on the ground, that you can turn your head as well. Feel how much movement is happening through your ankle, through your knees, through your hip joint, through your toe. And then you can slowly lower that down. And we'll try this pose on the other side. So you're going to come into a standing forward fold. Place your left hand on the block or the floor. Lift your right leg up behind you. Open your right hip. Open your right arm. Turn your head up. Feeling the movement through your foot, your ankle, your knee. Knowing that that movement is normal, you've been training for that, your right leg is ready for that, your brain is ready for that, and your head and your vestibular system is ready to move and turn and look up. Okay, so that's the full moon. The full moon is when you're the most active energetically, and it's the full moon that you'll feel at your peak. You'll feel at your peak emotionally, and you may even feel that you respond most strongly to energies at this time as well. So from here, we're going to come and do legs up the wall. So you'll probably want to take your mat and turn it so that it's facing the wall. And once the moon has peaked and waxed, then it's going to start to wane again as well. So with half moon balancing was like the full moon pose in our class. And now our full moon is going to start to wane in the class. And we're going to start to respect that our energy can't always be growing in a yoga class. And we're going to start to wane our energy now. We're going to start to turn inwards and we're going to start to reflect. So there's a time for being with creation like we were. We created something really great there. We learned lots of new things. And now we're going to start to retreat and withdraw and integrate and reflect. So we're going to do legs up the wall now. You could also use this. So let me show you. Have your bolster close by. I'll show you how you can use it. You're going to put your hips right at the edge of your mat and right against the wall. And then you're going to swing your legs around and bring them up the wall. If you're menstruating, you can stay here. You could do legs up a chair. If you're on the first couple of days of your period, you maybe want to avoid this. If you're not, you can use your bolster and add a little extra inversion to this. Press your feet into the wall and pull the bolster underneath you. And then you can do legs up the wall with the bolster here as well, which can be nice as well. And we're going to stay here for a little bit for inversion today. So as the moon begins to wane, you'll start to notice that your energy wanes with the moon. You'll observe a natural tendency to turn inwards. And this is a time for surrender, for rest, for recuperation, for reflection and contemplation. So as I said, that class, that was a lot to take in. That was a lot to do for your brain, for your body, for your vestibular system, for your proprioceptive system. And it's time to allow your body to integrate that and to receive it. There are times of activity, there are times of rest, and this is the time to start turning inward and resting. Okay, we're going to use the wall for a twist as well. So you're going to press into your feet. Take the bolster out of the way if you're using one. And take your arms out to the side and then just walk your feet down the wall. And then walk your feet back center. And over to the other side. And then come back to the center. I'm not really sure why I had you come back to the center. Because you're going to have to roll to your side now. And then you're going to make your way up to seated. And you can take your blocks, place them underneath your knees with the soles of your feet together. And bring the soles of your feet fairly close to your groin. Sit up tall. And fold forward for bound angle pose. So the moon phases show us the way to bring balance to our lives. And just like a yoga pose, we're not always in the creating and building phase. There are times to plant the seeds, prepare, create, be in the pose. And then it's time to come out of the pose, to restore, to reflect, feel the effect of the pose on our body. And the same is true in our lives. Our energy builds and recedes, it waxes and wanes like the moon. When we take up time in the night to look up at the moon, we can see that our energy follows the energy of the moon. And then we need not be so frustrated. We don't need to be frustrated when we can't keep going and going and going. It's just not realistic. I know it's the message that our culture sends to us, but that's the message that's used to sell coffee and sugar and other things that our commercial culture tries to sell us. So we can relax and know that it's completely within the natural order of things to have times when we are supposed to move more slowly, to gather our momentum again by retreating and resting. So with that in mind, probably the most important yoga pose, it's time for that now. Let's do some Shavasana. So take your bolster again. Place it underneath your knees. And lie down onto your back with your hands on your belly again. And give yourself this time to gather your energy in again. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. This poem is called The Harvest Moon by Mary Oliver, and it is about the full moon. No sky could hold so much light. And here comes the brimming, the flooding and streaming out of the clouds and into the leaves, glazing the creeks, the smallest ditches, and so many stars. The sky seems stretched like an old black cloth behind it all, the celestial fire we ever dreamed of. And the moon steps lower, quietly changing, her luminous masks, brushing everything as she passes with her slow hands and soft lips, clusters of grapes, apples swinging like lost planets, melons cool and heavy as bodies, and the mockingbird wakes in his hidden castle. Out of the silver tangle of thorns and leaves, he flutters and tumbles, spilling long ribbons of music over forest and river, corpse and cloud, all heaven and all earth, wherever the white moon fancies her small wild prints, field after field after field. So sometimes the moon is full and sometimes the moon is dark. And we can allow ourselves to flow with that energy. So allow your fingers to wiggle and stretch out and bend your knees and roll to your side. We'll come up and we'll finish with our Shakti Mudra. We did this mudra last week as well for the Violence Against Women episode. We did it for a different reason last week. This week we're doing it for its lunar rhythm. The way this mudra works is you take your last two fingers, you bring the tips of your ring finger and your baby finger together, you curl your thumb in, and you bring your first two fingers over your thumb, and then you bring this at the level of your heart. And we'll hold this here at the level of our heart to connect with the lunar rhythm. And then we'll shift into our closing mudra with your left palm up, your right palm down, to gather the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offering them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. Thank you so much for being here today. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who is working on balance or enjoys the moon phases, then I would love it if you would share this class with them. And I so appreciate the time that you take to leave your comments. It does mean a lot to me. I read them all and I respond to them all. And I really enjoy the conversations that we have about them. If you're new to this channel, we do put out a new class every single Friday. And you can subscribe here and then it will show up in your feed. I want to thank Hillary, Rowena, Lisa, Diane, and Donna for your donations. And you can make a donation right here if you are receiving value from the classes. Then you can also contribute of your time and your influence in future Yoga with Melissa classes by letting me know in the comments below what balancing poses would you like me to focus on in future Yoga with Melissa classes that we do on balance, because we're doing a whole series on them right now. We're going back and forth between a series on slowing down the speed of our body and also the balancing poses. So let me know what other balancing poses you'd like us to do. I think we've done Warrior 3 and Half Moon Balancing now. So let me know. And today we did a whole class, as you know, on Half Moon Balancing Pose. And in our membership community, we have a whole section that focuses on the moon phases. One of my leaders, Michelle, she lives in Tea Gardens, Australia. She leads our community through staying connected to the moon phases. And she takes us each month through the new moon and the full moon. And she helps us stay connected to the energy of the moon so that we remember that we're not supposed to always have the same energy level. That sometimes our energy is going to be more in the month, sometimes the energy is going to be less. And that we are connected to this, the world outside of us as well. And she does a very good job of that. And it's one of the most vibrant sections of our community. So if you'd like to have the support of our moon sisters in the yoga community, then you can become a member here as well. We'd love to welcome you in. I also have a gift for you today. If you would like an infographic about how to improve the health of your vestibular system off your yoga mat. So today we did lots of things to improve the health of your vestibular system through movement. But I have some tips about how to take that further off your yoga mat in a gorgeous infographic that we had made for you. All you have to do is go to melissawest.com/360, put your email address in. There's a box when you scroll down, it's pretty obvious. And then we'll send that to you and you can get some more helpful tips on other ways that you can improve the health of your vestibular system. So thanks so much for joining us today. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.